The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. This is the On Point with Victor show, and I am Victor Armendariz. And you are tuned into the America's Web Radio, the leader, or one of the leaders in podcast radio, and actually live radio. That's what's so cool about America's Web Radio, is I sit here in a studio and do this show live, and then once I'm done, it's podcasted and put out there. So if you don't hear it now, you can listen to it on Spotify or Apple Podcast, usually by this afternoon. Most podcast platforms, you will find my show. And if you're a new listener, if you're a new listener and you want to hear past shows, because all of you should, you need to hear what I had to say. you can go back and listen to any of them. Just go to Spotify. Put On Point with Victor on Spotify, or go to Apple Podcast and put On Point with Victor, or go to Intune podcast platform and search On Point with Victor. You'll find me. I'm on quite a few platforms, so it's not hard to find me. If you want to listen to any past show that you may have missed, you can always go there. And if you miss a live show, don't worry. Usually within a few hours, that show will be up on the podcast platforms, and you can listen to it anytime you want. And then you can replay it over and over and over again if you're in your car and you happen to have some liberal friends or progressive friends. You can really blow their mind by playing the Mexican Not Afraid to Be American. That's right, folks. That's me. The Mexican Not Afraid to Be Americano. That's right. Not afraid. Not afraid to support Trump, which I got to tell you, folks, I had a whole lot to get to today, and I don't know how much I'll get to, because just in the drive over here, the news that was that's breaking and some of the things that I just heard for the first time, I want to touch on today. I'm going to touch on Jeff Duncan. I've got a message for Jeff Duncan, and for those of you outside of Georgia, just let me tread on your attention span a little bit today. I won't spend much time on Jeff Duncan because he's not worth it. But this dude was a lieutenant governor, I think from 2019 or 18 to 2023, something like that. Listen, when they tell you on the news, oh, he didn't run. He didn't run because he wasn't going to be reelected. The guy burnt so many bridges, and the Republican conservative base here in Georgia was not going to reelect him. That's why he didn't run. And you can say that's my opinion, but I'm right. They're wrong. That's the end of it. I was fooled by Jeff Duncan. I'm pretty sure I voted for him in 2018. I wouldn't have voted for him in 2024. Or 2020, gosh, I don't know, was it 2022, maybe? Whenever the other election was, I don't remember. Maybe it was 2016. Anyway, not important. Fact of the matter is, you've got a guy like Jeff Duncan, who calls himself a Republican, who's out there running around with CNN and MSNBC, and getting all, clearly this guy needed some accolades, and he wasn't getting it on social media. So now he's out there pandering to the left, and he's trying to tell you and me that to save democracy and somehow to save this country, we've got to vote for the guy who's destroying the country. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? This guy's running around saying what a proud Republican he is, but yet we have to feel pain and vote for Biden over Trump? No, no, sir, Jeff Duncan. We don't have to vote for Biden, and we aren't going to listen to you. And, you know, I would have had more respect for Jeff Duncan if he had said, don't vote. If he had said, sit this one out, I would have had more respect for him. But to try and sit there and tell me that the way to save this country is to vote for Joe Biden, the dementia patient who is destroying this country, Joe Biden who wants men to dress up as women and destroy your daughter's career in college, or destroy your daughter's dreams, or to go in the locker room and twirl that thing around for all your daughters to see, maybe they don't want to see that. But according to Joe Biden and the dementia patient, and according to Jeff Duncan, well, to save this democracy and somehow to save the country, we've got to vote for a guy who's a dementia patient who wants dudes to dress up as women and abuse your daughters. Look, that's probably a harsh way to put it, but that's basically what it's coming down to. If you've got a daughter that's worked all her life and struggled and trained and trained and trained, and now she's at the top of her career or college career and about to win some awards, and then those awards get taken from her from a dude who dresses up like a woman. Look, the other day, some dude that dressed up like a girl just took all these awards away from real females. And if you look at his time, the time that he placed, he would have been last with any other dudes. If he had competed with the dudes, he would have been last. But he dresses up like a girl and goes competes with real women and trounces them. So instead of your daughter, a real female, who worked so hard and was on the precipice of getting an award, she didn't get that award because some dude dressed up like a girl. And the Democrats, led by Joe Biden, is encouraging this. And Jeff Duncan says I need to vote for Biden? Yeah. No, sir, Jeff Duncan. No, sir. Jeff Duncan says to vote for Biden, the guy who wants to get you out of vehicle ownership, the guy that wants to force you into an EV that nobody wants, the guy that wants to force you into an EV that you can't road trip on because you don't know if you'll have the time to charge it and you don't know if you'll find a charger that works. Yeah, that's Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the guy that wants to force you to have a certain dishwasher in your home. The guy that wants you to force you. He wants to tell you what kind of washing machine you can have, what kind of dryer you can have, what kind of hot water heater you can have, what kind of light bulb you can have. Joe Biden and his authoritarian merry band of Democrats want to control every aspect of your life. And Jeff Duncan is going to tell me that I can't vote for Trump because of the mean tweet that he made in 2016, 17, 18, or 19? Jeff Duncan, you fool. You're telling me you think I'm so dumb that I'm going to listen to a guy like you. Listen, Jeff Duncan's out there saying, oh, you got to vote for Joe Biden. It might be painful. It might be painful. It might hurt. But you got to vote for Joe Biden to save the country. No, Jeff Duncan. See, folks, what Jeff Duncan won't tell you, he's made his. None of this will hurt Jeff Duncan. 4 more years of Joe Biden won't hurt Jeff Duncan. He's made his. He was lieutenant governor. He was a congressman. He was this. He was that. He's got a business. He was a baseball player. Kudos to all his accomplishments. Don't get me wrong. Kudos to all his accomplishments. But he's made his. Joe Biden can't hurt Jeff Duncan. But Joe Biden is hurting millions of Americans every day who are on the bottom of the scale. You might be in the middle class. You might be upper middle, lower middle, poor. You're being hurt by Joe Biden. None of those places are Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan has his. He's made his. Jeff Duncan won't feel any of the pain that he tells you you must endure. None of the tax hikes that Joe Biden is planning for next 4 years if he's reelected, none of it will hurt Jeff Duncan. He's made his. But it will hurt you. It will hurt you, the plumber, the fast food worker, the construction worker, even if you're white collar and you're middle income, you're upper middle. You're going to be hurt by Joe Biden way more than you're being hurt now. And right now you're being hurt pretty bad. But it won't hurt Jeff Duncan. It won't hurt Jeff Duncan. So I'm sorry, Jeff Duncan. You just go on your merry way into retirement. What is it, Jeff Duncan? You're not getting enough accolades from your retirement. The Republican base in Georgia's mad at you. They don't like you. So you need to get some clicks or something. You're not getting some love on social media. So you're going to go run to where establishment Republicans always run, CNN and MSNBC. All you got to do is say, I'm a Republican, but I hate Trump. And then you went further and said, you got to vote for Biden. So now CNN is fawning over you and MSNBC is fawning over you and all the other liberal media outlets are going to fawn over you and book deals. And I believe you've already been commentator once for CNN. So I guess you're hobnobbing for, you want to move on up to MSNBC. They're dumb enough to pay you lots of money, I am sure. So folks, don't buy this business. Don't buy this business that Jeff Duncan is thinking about you or cares about the country. Jeff Duncan has made his own. He's already there. He's got his. Nothing that Joe Biden can do can hurt Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan has outrun the lunacy of the Democrats. But he wants to play favor. He wants those clicks. He wants the adulation, I guess. He wants to be loved by the left. He wants to be loved by somebody, I guess, and he didn't get it from the right. So he's going to go get it from CNN. He's going to go get it from MSNBC. Well, whatever, Jeff Duncan. There's a reason that you didn't. We weren't going to vote for you if you had a run again. So, hey, good riddance. Yeah, whatever. Good luck, Jeff Duncan. I don't wish harm on anybody. So, Jeff, you go do what you need to do. It's your prerogative. But, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to be listening to Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan's made his. Joe Biden's not going to hurt Jeff Duncan. Joe Biden is hurting you, and you know it. You're paying. Look at the gas prices, folks. Look at the gas prices. I just had to fill up the other day, and actually, I wasn't even below half a tank, and we're still talking $100. Look at gas has reached over $6. I think it's bumping $7 in parts of the country. This is all because of Joe Biden. Jeff Duncan, he can go pay $7 for gas. Can you? Can you sustain your way of life and your family? Can you make your needs every month when you're having to pay $4 and $5 and $6 and $7 a gallon for gas? And I'm not even talking about, hey, summer's coming up. Summer's almost here. And your electric bill is going to go up. Your electric bill is going to go up. Your interest rate's gone up. Your credit card debt's going up. What you're paying on that debt is going up. Everything it involves in your life that everything you have to do to live, let's put it this way, all the necessities of life that you need are more expensive and they're still going up. And Joe Biden is the problem. And Joe Biden is going to make it worse if he gets 4 more years. And you've got people like Jeff Duncan who have made theirs. That dude's rich. It's not going to hurt him. And he's going to tell you that you need to suffer. You need to feel the pain. Yeah, no thanks, Jeff. No thanks. All right. It just burns me up that I had to waste precious airtime to talk about that, but I have to. And listen, if you're new to the show, you're going to find out real quick. This guy right here behind this microphone, Victor Armendariz, I do not sugarcoat. I don't sugarcoat things. And I'm just going to say it the way it is. And usually my gut feeling is right. Usually my gut feeling is right. And when I saw this article come out today about Jeff Duncan and what he's done and what he said, let's just say it triggered me. And so I had to just get that off my chest. But I want you guys to understand, because, you know, I understand what it's like. You don't live and breathe politics every day like I do. And I understand sometimes if you don't like Trump, you've got a problem with Trump and you're trying to decide on whether you want to vote for him or not. Well, you just look at your wallet. You look at your wallet. All the things they say about Trump, it was ridiculous what they said about Trump in 2016. It's even more ridiculous now because Trump's been president. We know what Trump's going to do. Trump didn't start a nuclear war. He didn't start any wars. Trump didn't kill the economy. Trump didn't trash the stock market. Everything flourished under Trump. Under Biden. Everything flourished under Trump. Trump's already been president. We know. We lived a better life under Donald Trump. You may have been convinced there was chaos in the White House and blah, 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 blah. But Trump's policies, where it matters, who cares what Trump says? Who cares what he tweets? Who cares what he puts on Truth Social or whatever that thing is called? Who cares? If you were smart, you'd get off social media anyway. But who cares what the media says? You know as well as I do. In 2016, 17, 18, and 19, you were living pretty large. You had a good job. You were making good money. Gas was $2 or less a gallon. Yeah, that's a big difference. Your eggs were, what, $1 something? Your milk was less than $2? Your bread was less than $2? You could go to McDonald's or your favorite fast food, minus Chick-fil-A, and you could go get a meal for under $8. Try doing that today. Try doing that today. Joe Biden is making your life miserable, and he's doing it with a smile on his face. And all the people around him, those little authoritarian Democrat minions he has that are running the show, they love it. They love it. The technocrats that are running the country right now, listen, folks, there is truth behind this whole corporations like all the technocrats, Googles, the Amazons, the Apples, all of these people, they're in bed with Democrats. They're not in bed with Republicans. They're in bed with Democrats. And Democrats are doing everything they can to pick winners and losers. And the winners that they're picking aren't helping you. The winners that they're picking aren't helping middle America. I got news for you, middle America and middle income people and even the upper middle and the upper middle, the middle, the lower middle. The Democrats are flying over you. They don't care. They're happy to decimate your life because they're in bed with the technocrats. They're in bed with the big corporations like Google and Apple and Amazon and all these. And they're all in bed with each other. And they're all making money and they're outrunning the destruction of this country. They all want to outrun. They think it's for a foregone conclusion that China is going to lead the way, that China is going to be the world power. China is going to be the monetary power. That's what they're banking on. So they're all in it for themselves. From the politician to the Google people, the Amazon people, the Apple people, all these big corporations like that, the banking corporations, the Wall Street, let's face it, most of Wall Street, they're all in bed with the Democrats. The technocrats, all in bed with the Democrats. They're in bed with the Democrat Party. They're all trying to make theirs. They're trying to get it. They're the ones that are bastardizing capitalism. If there's a problem with capitalism, it's because the government's in the way trying to pick winners and losers. And they're climbing in bed with whichever big corporation will get in bed with them. And they're helping these people become rich beyond their ever dreams so they can outrun the inevitability that China is going to come run things pretty soon. This is what they're thinking, folks. Listen, don't doubt me. Don't doubt me. This is what they're thinking. We need to get these people out of office. We need to vote a drastic change. And it starts with Trump. Trump's the nominee for the Republicans. Trump is you know what? Trump, to me, one of the good things about Trump is he's not some run-of-the-mill career Republican who's going to go up there and just spend a little less, but still spend. I think Trump's going to get up there. We already know what his economy looks like because he had a darn good one before the Chinese virus hit. And he's going to do it again. With Trump, you're going to get lower interest rates. With Trump, you're going to get lower taxes. If we're lucky, somebody will educate Trump on the consumption tax idea. And we will really revolutionize this country. You want capitalism and free markets to run beyond what the government can do? You know, the government needs to get out of the way. That's what they need to do, but they won't. So we need to push them out of the way. And the best thing on this planet that we could do to push the government out of the way of business and just regular people and the hardworking people of this country is to enact a consumption tax. We replace our federal income tax with a consumption tax, and you're going to take away so much power from the politicians. It will revolutionize this country in a good way. In a good way, because it'll push government right down to where they need to be. Tiny. And the American people will flourish. Innovation will flourish like never before. Capitalism will flourish. Real capitalism. Not cronyism, but real capitalism will flourish. I mean, folks, it's really simple, the things we could do to fix this country. And it's not going to be a Democrat that does it. And it's darn sure not going to be the dementia patient Joe Biden, who I'm not so sure, folks. I've seen the memes, and my goodness, I almost crashed yesterday laughing my head off at one of these memes. I almost walked off a side cliff into a creek because I was walking my dog. And I saw this meme. Joe Biden came out, I don't know, he was walking through the Rose Garden, I guess, I don't know, maybe on his way to Marine One, and folks, you can watch it for yourself. I'm not going to say this dude crapped his pants, but holy cow, it looks like this dude stopped, tucked, dropped, and pooped his pants. That's what it looked like. I'm just saying, I've got a young one. I know what it looks like when they stop, brace, tuck, drop, and I know what ends up in the diaper. I am just telling you, I couldn't, when I saw that video and I saw Biden he looked like an infant. I mean, and watch Jill Biden. Jill Biden took off. Jill Biden was like, oh, I'm out of here. It was as if she was saying, I ain't cleaning that up. And she took off. Jill Biden, who's supposed to be, Joe's loving wife and caring for him, this man stopped and clearly had a brain freeze, and she bolted. You can watch the video yourself, folks. Watch it yourself. She bolted. And look, you won't have any trouble finding the video. All you've got to do is probably do a search for Biden poops pants, and I'm sure the video will come up. But he was walking out of the White House. I guess walking to Marine One. I'm not sure. I'm watch it for yourself, folks. Watch it for yourself. But this is the guy. This is the guy that Jeff Duncan thinks is going to save the country. Unbelievable, folks. This Joe Biden is doing more damage to this country, in a short period of time than I think has ever been done in history. It's a scary thought. But we can fix it. It's not hard to fix. It really isn't. And when you get a guy like Trump, who's not a career politician, who already fixed this economy once, and now he can do it, he's going to do it again. I can't wait, folks. I can't wait. I want you guys who got such a stick up your butt that you're not going to vote for Trump. You think you're holier than thou Republican or whatever you think you are. Whatever. You do what you want to do. But you have the courage. You have the courage, please, please, to come back either on this show. You call me when I'm filling in for Eric, or call some other show and have the courage to say, holy cow, I was wrong. Trump sure did fix the economy. I sure am doing better. Because it isn't going to take Trump 6 to 12 months to put this country on a huge track that's just going to send the stock market through the roof. We're going to have falling rates. Now look, it's going to take more than 12 months to get the rates down, but it's going to happen. Trump is going to put this country on a growth path, and the only way to grow yourself, let me rephrase that. The only way to get yourself out of an economic crisis, and the only way to stave off an economic crisis, is to grow your way out. You can't spend your way out. You can't tax your way out, but you can grow your way out. And that's what Trump's going to do. That's what's going to happen. So, I just hold tight, folks. But again, for you people out there who just can't vote for Trump, you do what you want to do. Knock yourself out. But have the courage. Have the courage to come on my show or any other show and admit you were wrong when Donald Trump comes in and within 12 months has this economy firing on all cylinders. And gas is coming down, interest rates are coming down, food prices are coming down. You wait and see, folks. Some of this stuff is going to take more than 12 months, but you're going to see it. Before 12 months is up, you're going to see this country get on the right track. And you'll see the potential that's coming. 4 years of Trump it's going to be amazing. And then if we're lucky, we'll get 8 years of DeSantis or somebody like that. But, look, I've got my own predictions about the VP race. I'll get to it in a few, but I'll tell you this. Let me tease you a little bit. Everything you're hearing about the VP race, don't take it with a grain of salt. Not one person that was on Mar-a-Lago the other day is going to be VP. I'm telling you right now, not one of those people. Look, I may be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I will come on the show and I will tell you I'm wrong. But I'll bet you right now, not one person that was standing on that stage in Mar-a-Lago, I guarantee you not one of those people are going to be vice president. Donald Trump knows who the VP is going to be, I guarantee you. And it isn't going to be any of that. The only person that maybe from that stage, if it's going to be one of those people, it's probably going to be Tim Scott. It would probably be Tim Scott. I'll tell you who it's not going to be. It's not going to be Kristi Noem. Which is really kind of sad. I kind of liked her, but man, after what came out in her book and then I don't know what she was thinking by saying she met Kim Jong-il. That lady's never met Kim Jong-il. I don't know what's wrong with some of these people. She could have been a good star in the Republican Party and she just torpedoed her future. I mean, her future is pretty much is going to stop whenever she's not governor of South Dakota because I don't know what she was thinking. This whole business about shooting the dog. Look, listen, folks, farm life is different from normal life. And there are instances when you have to do what she did. But the way she did it and the way she talked about it, I think she was trying to be real tough. And she wants to be VP and she thought that was a way to do it, but she was wrong. She very, very much miscalculated that. So, and then the whole story about meeting Kim Jong-il. I mean, come on, lady. Why would you do that? You know you didn't meet Kim Jong-il. So, oh my goodness, folks. But anyway, I venture to tell you that it isn't going to be one of those people that were in Mar-a-Lago. If it is, I would bet that it would be, Tim Scott. Which, you know, it's an okay pick. It's an okay pick. Tim Scott's not that great. He's a good person. He's an awesome person with a great story. A great story, great person, lots of energy. I just don't think he has the connection. But hey, maybe he could, you know, 4 years as vice president and he could probably learn a lot. So, you know, it might be him. We'll see. But I'll get to that in a few. I want to get to what I really wanted to talk to you today, talk about. And that is, I got a message for the judge in New York. You want to put Trump in jail? Do it. I dare you. As they say in the South, I double dog dare you. I don't know what that means, but I know it's said a lot in the South. I double dog dare you. You, Mr. Judge up there in New York, I dare you. Please, please put Trump in jail. You're talking so big and you're acting so tough and you're loving this attention that you're getting from the media. You're loving MSNBC. You're loving CNN. I guess you're making plans because maybe you're going to get tossed out of your judgeship. I don't even know if that's a federal court, I think. So he's appointed probably, but, he can be removed. And you know, if you piss off enough people, they might remove you. No matter what happens, if it's not an acquittal, it will get thrown out. It'll get thrown out by the appellate court or the Supreme Court. He will be admonished. This judge is going to look like a fool. So maybe he's planning for his future outside of judgeship. Maybe he wants that big career at CNN or MSNBC. You know, CNN and MSNBC are dumb enough to pay this guy a whole lot of money. I mean, this guy's vying for a book deal, I think. So listen, I think the judge in New York has wanted to put Trump in jail before this case even started. Why do I think this? I don't know this. I just think this. What's one reason I believe this? There is a witness that the defense wants to bring that would shoot down this whole, the idea that you can make a federal case based on this money, on this misappropriated money. Let's put it that way, that they're trying to make it a federal case by saying it's a campaign finance thing, even though the FCC would not bring charges because they said, no, there's no criminality here. No law was broken. No campaign finance law was broken. The FCC said that. So there's a witness that the defense wanted to bring in that would validate and say and reiterate there's no crime here. And that judge says, no, you can't have that witness. So that shows me the fix is in. This judge, who is a Biden donor, look, it's one thing to be a judge and you go vote for who you want to, but if you're a judge and you're donating big money to a political party, especially the Democrats, and you've got a daughter who's making money off the current trial, I think it's his daughter, something like that. She's been making money off of this whole business that's going on with the trial. I mean, this judge is conflicted, and now the judge doesn't allow a key witness to take the stand for the defense. The fix is in, folks. The fix is in. This is why I told you last week, there's going to be a conviction more than likely. It's crazy. But all right, let's take a break. And when we get back, I'm going to go into a little bit more about this and some other things. So don't go anywhere. This is the On Point with Victor show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, Thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Urban. There is the Mexican, not afraid to be American, and not afraid to be a Trump supporter, not afraid to tell you Joe Biden, tell Joe Biden to go jump in a lake. No, folks, I'm just, I don't want ill will on anybody. I just want to vote these fools out of office. Just want to vote them out of office and let's set this country straight. Let's do what we know this country can do. So, this judge in New York, just make no mistake, folks, this guy wants to put Trump in jail so bad he can taste it. He doesn't care about his judgeship. He wants to be the judge that got Trump, the judge that put Trump in jail. That's what he wants. Now, will the Democrats let him do it? I don't know. I would put money that the DOJ is marching with orders from Biden or the Biden White House. And I promise you, there's some kind of communication going into that judge. Somehow, I don't know this to be sure. I don't know it to be true. I would just tell you, I would guess, and I would probably put money, that there's some kind of line of communication from Biden's DOJ going into this courthouse. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're telling him, don't you dare put him in jail. But I am telling you right now, this judge wants to put Trump in jail. He wants to be the judge that got Trump. Even though he knows darn well all of this is going to get thrown out. All of it will get thrown out. Doesn't matter. This is the moment. And he will be, if no matter what happens, he will forever be known as the judge that put Trump in jail. He'll get book deals. He'll get commentator deals. MSNBC will pay him. They will go bankrupt to pay this judge. Whatever he wants. I'm just telling you, folks, just write some of this stuff down because I'm going to be right. And you can write it down, and in the next few years, you can go, by golly, that On Point with Victor dude was right. And down the road, when I've got hundreds and hundreds of radio stations and millions of listeners listening to me, you can say, you heard it first. You heard Victor in the early years. Because I'm telling you, this judge is vying for a future where he doesn't have to work. That's what I would guess. And that's what, of course, my opinion, but that's my prediction, I guess. It's just crazy, but don't doubt for a minute. This judge doesn't want to put Trump in jail. And I'm sure the judge is very upset that he has to actually depend on the jury. And this is why I think the judge will try and act on this gag order. Because I think he wants it so bad and he doesn't trust a jury. I think this judge is using the gag order as a way to build and build and build so he can strike out at Trump and put Trump in jail. Now, how will he do it? Will he put him under house arrest? I don't think house arrest is enough for this judge. But I will tell you this. I think there's communication coming from the DOJ, and the better look right now, Trump is ascending and ascending. He's like a rocket ship right now. And he's not just ascending with voters who didn't vote for him on the Republican side last time. He's ascending with black voters. He's ascending with Hispanic voters. He's ascending with Joe Biden's core. Joe Biden can't afford to lose his core, and he's losing it. These people, construction workers, union workers, police officers, the police unions, they're voting Trump. They're all supporting Trump. And you've got blue collars, other blue collar jobs. They're behind Trump. Trump has single-handedly returned the Republican Party to the blue collar. And that's a great thing. The Democrats are happy to let it go. The Democrats don't respect you anyway. If you're in flyover country or you're a farmer or you're a blue collar, a truck driver, Democrats don't care about you. They care about the technocrats. They care about all the money that comes with AI. They care about all these big elitists. They want to be elitist. They want to fly around in a jet while you're taking a bus. That's your Democrat Party. And this judge, he wants to be part of the elite. He wants to be part of the elite. And look, I'm still going to stand by my prediction. I hope I'm wrong, but I think this jury from Manhattan, if you think they're going to acquit Trump, you're dreaming. If somebody, all it takes is one person on that jury to have an ounce of honesty, an ounce of credibility, or an ounce of integrity is what I'm trying to say. Because you can't sit through this case and see that this is a farce. It's 100% farce. Look, there are two lawyers on that jury. They should see right through this. But you gotta understand, they're Manhattan lawyers. Go look at the firms that they work for. They're very progressive left-wing law firms. They don't even hide it. So if you think these two lawyers are gonna, acquit Trump, I think you're dreaming. And I think they will put pressure on the other. Look, the two lawyers in this jury, they're going to elevate themselves. They're going to try to make the rest of the jury think that they're the smartest and that all the other jurors are just dumb and they should listen to the lawyers. I'm telling you, that's what those two lawyers are going to do. And they're going to try to influence the rest of that jury. And let's face it, more than half of that jury hates Trump and they're probably already made up their mind. So, it's going to be tough to get one person to screw this up for the Democrats, but it might happen. It might happen. Look, there may be there may be an acquittal just because of a hung jury. Maybe. But I wouldn't count on it. I would just prepare yourself for them to convict Trump. And I am telling you, this judge wants to put Trump in jail. And Trump, look, Trump called his bluff. Yesterday, it was great. That judge tried to act so tough and all blah, blah, blah in the court. And Trump walked right out of that court yesterday afternoon. And he started this judge is blah, you know, and Trump went on his, you know, on his diatribe. And he basically called the judge out. He said, listen, if I go to jail because of a gag order, then I'll do it in the name of the Constitution. I will do it for you. I will do it to save this country. That's what Trump said. It's brilliant. It's brilliant what Trump did yesterday. And that's his instincts, folks. Listen, I don't care if you like Trump or not. The guy has good instincts. And his instincts came out yesterday. And he put that judge on notice. And he said, yeah, go ahead. Do it. Put me in jail. I mean, of course, Trump didn't say it like that. But what Trump said after the court yesterday was the effect of, if I were translating for Trump, he was basically saying, hey, judge, you want to put me in jail? Do it. Go ahead, do it. Let's see what happens. That was Trump's response. And not those words, but that's basically what his response was. And I think this judge wants to do it. Now, again, I would bet money that the Biden administration, the DOJ, has a line into that court and they'll get messages to that judge and they're probably telling him, don't you dare arrest him. Don't you dare do it. But I don't know if that's going to work. I think this judge is in his own world right now, and he's seeing dollar signs. He's seeing book deals. He's seeing adulation from MSNBC and CNN and The Herd. I mean, The View. I mean, this judge wants to go on all the – it's like what Jeff Duncan's doing. Look, Jeff Duncan's – listen, folks. You're going to see Jeff Duncan on The View, The Herd, The View. You're going to see him on CNN, MSNBC. You're going to see Jeff Duncan go on a worldwide media tour where he's just going to be fanned and get all this adulation, and he's going to feel like an elitist that he wants to be. That's all you need to know about Jeff Duncan. And you watch. If Jeff Duncan had integrity and was really cared about people and really thought he was saving democracy by voting for Biden, then he would just say it in his op-ed and he'd go away. And he wouldn't partake in the media adulation. But folks, he doesn't care about you. Jeff Duncan's doing this for media adulation. Again, it's my opinion. I mean, I just think that's what he's doing. He's gonna, and look, I will be proven right by the media tour that I guarantee you he does. I guarantee you, you're gonna see him all over the place. So, again, whatever, Jeff, you know, do what you gotta do. Make whatever you can. Whatever. Enjoy it. Because Trump's coming. He's gonna get elected and you can go cry in your cry closet when he does get elected. But anyway, folks, just this case in New York, I'm telling you, this judge, let's see what he does. But I think if he can find a way to put Trump in jail, he's going to do it. And how funny is that going to be? Trump doesn't go to jail like anybody else does, folks. If Trump goes to jail, the Secret Service goes to jail. So how's that going to work? How's that going to work, ladies and gentlemen? Donald Trump is protected by the Secret Service. Now, the Democrats are doing everything they can to strip Donald Trump of his detail. Now, Jimmy Carter, Obama, Clinton, all of them are still protected by Secret Service detail. And they're trying to take it away from Trump. And they're trying to do it in the name of trumped up third world banana republic charges. I mean, folks, what Biden is trying to do to Donald Trump is nothing less than what Putin does to some of his rivals. Now, I don't think Biden's going to go as far as Putin. You know, Putin actually kills people. The Democrats aren't going to do that. They're just going to try to force Trump. They're going to bankrupt him and get him put in jail. Now, I will tell you this, and I hate to say this, but I do believe MSNBC and some of the media, I do think they are trying and hoping that what they're doing will cause some lunatic to go take a pop shot at Trump. I do believe that they want that. That's sad, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I do believe that the likes of MSNBC, that they do what they do with their rhetoric. Look, there have already been 3 or 4 mass shootings and shooting attempts by MSNBC viewers. That dirtbag that tried to kill one of the justices was an MSNBC viewer, I'm pretty sure. I'm just, folks, you can look this stuff up yourself. But I do believe MSNBC is actively putting out rhetoric, hoping that some lunatic will be triggered enough to go take a pop shot at Trump. And I hope it doesn't happen, folks. I hope I'm wrong, but you can't help. Just watch what MSNBC does. Watch what let's just call it for what it is, myth truths and disinformation and misinformation. I mean, they're putting out rhetoric that incites lunatics. And there's a lot of lunatics on the left. I'm just sorry, but there is. These people they've taken Trump derangement syndrome to a whole nother level. A whole nother level, but anyway, all right, let me talk about this. Let me tell you why Trump is doing so well right now. Let me tell you why. It's very simple. And the funny thing, the best part about this is the very people who fear Trump the most, the Democrats, the Washington establishment, all of these DAs and all these useful idiots that are trying to bring these bogus cases against Trump. All of those people are the very people that are making Trump perform better than he's ever performed and making Trump's numbers go through the roof. Listen, Donald Trump is on his way to not just winning the Electoral College. He's on his way to winning the popular vote. Who would have thought that that could happen? Now, I'm not saying Trump's going to win the popular vote. I'm just telling you it's going to be a lot closer than anybody ever dreamed it would be. And it's because of what the Democrats are doing. That's the beauty of this. The beauty and the irony of this is that the judge, let's talk about the judge again in New York. This guy that wants to put Trump in jail so bad, this guy, he is single-handedly making Trump campaign better. Listen, the best thing, and you guys might laugh at this, but one of the best things that has happened is the gag order. The gag order that this judge put on Trump. Now listen, it's unconstitutional as all can be. And it's very wrong what this judge has done. But that's what's so great about this. Is the judge thinks he's sticking it to Trump. And the judge is doing, and the Democrats, listen, again, the DOJ probably got a message saying you need to shut Trump up. We need to shut Trump up. He's beating Biden. We gotta shut him up. We gotta shut our opponent up. We can't beat him. So we gotta shut him up. So they put a gag order on Trump. Well, what's that gag order doing? That gag order is making Trump become an efficient and on-point campaigner. That's what this gag order. So listen, don't get mad at the gag order. And this is what I mean when I tell Trump to just let this crap go and stick to the campaign. Stick to the issues. Stick to the damage that Joe Biden has done. Speak to the people directly on how you're going to make America better. How are you going to make everybody's lives better? How are you going to, it doesn't matter if you're brown, black, white, yellow, red, whatever. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you identify. You can identify as a Siamese double-headed, two-butted cat. You can identify what you want. Because under Trump's economy, everyone's going to be lifted. All boats will be lifted. That's Trump just got to stay with a positive message. And what this gag order has done, see, Trump can't come out and have these tit for tat fights that the media keeps trying to have with him and other politicians. Trump has to be concise. He's got to be on point and he's got to be efficient because he has limited time now because he's in court. He has limited funds because of his, the cost of lawfare against him. And he has a gag order. So he can't go attack some of these people that he normally would. So this is a good thing. And Trump just needs to continue to embrace it. And I'll give you an example. If Trump didn't have a gag order, he would not have come out yesterday and If Trump wasn't under a gag order, he wouldn't have walked out of that court yesterday and nailed Biden on point after point after point that goes straight to the voter. The voter will look at this and go, oh yeah, Trump is right. See, normally, without a gag order, Trump probably wouldn't have been able to help himself make up a name for Bragg and call him a name and get in and then waste all this time attacking Bragg and waste all this time attacking Stormy Daniels and waste all. Trump can't do that now. With the gag order, Trump has to come out and he's got to stick to the issues. I'm telling you folks, look what happened yesterday. Trump came out of that court and he said, folks, did you see the news? The Columbia has canceled their graduation. Your student, your daughter, your son, who spent countless of hours and time studying and working hard, will not get to graduate a normal graduation because Columbia is canceling it because of anti-Jew protest. Because Columbia is siding with anti-Semitism. Columbia is siding with the rioters. So the numerous thousands of students who didn't participate in this BS and who just want to graduate and earn the degree or receive the degree that they earned, they're not going to be able to do that because Columbia canceled their graduation ceremony. And Trump was all over it. Trump came right out of the courtroom and said, folks, did you see what Columbia did? They canceled. Your sons and daughters can't go to a normal graduation. What do you think about that? And then he went right on and nailed Biden for, I don't remember what the other thing was that Biden did or Biden said, and Trump was all over it. And then Trump moved on about his business. I'm telling you, these court cases, what the Democrats are doing, it's too funny. It's sad because they're acting like third world, they're a banana republic. It's sad what they're trying to do to our country. But it is funny and it's almost poetic justice that these court cases and the gag orders are actually making Trump a better candidate. And the polling is showing it. Listen, I told you, and it's going to get worse. They're going to manufacture polls so they can make headlines. Listen, they have already written the headlines. The headlines are Joe Biden, the comeback kid. Joe Biden leads in numerous polls. Joe Biden for the first time, blah, 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 blah. Those reports have already been written. They just have to manufacture the poll so they can say it and print it. And they're doing it already. But when you look at the polling averages, Donald Trump is doing better than he's ever done. And listen, I don't care. They're going to start now they're going to start telling you this. Well, we did the registered voters and registered voters, Biden leads by one or two or three. You know what? Whatever, because they're looking at the national registered voters, it doesn't matter. What it comes down to is a few states. That's what it's going to come down to. And Donald Trump is winning. His polling averages are better. Everything about him with the people are receiving him better. And I will even tell you this. You're not going to see this reported many places. You're darn sure not going to hear CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS or NBC tell you this. But I will tell you. What's showing up in the polling, folks, what used to be one of the saving graces for the Biden team was the never Trumper. You know, those idiots who run around, call themselves Republicans or they call themselves conservatives, you know, like Jeff Duncan, and they call themselves all these righteous people, but yet they're never Trumpers. Well, the polling is starting to show that the never Trumper percentage is dropping. And the I'm not voting for a dementia patient is rising. The number, I believe it's over 50% now, the percentage of American voters who are saying they will not vote for Biden. Doesn't mean they're going to all go vote for Trump. But you've got 50% or so of the people saying they're not going to vote for Biden. And Trump's, the never Trumper crowd, that's, I want to say it's under 47% now of that crowd. You know, I'm not talking about the population. I'm just telling you of the group. The never Trumper percentage is dropping, but the I ain't voting for a dementia patient is rising. Folks, that flies in the face of everything the media has been counting on, which is hilarious. And again, it's these court cases. These court cases are backfiring on the Democrats, and it's hilarious. But the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from these court cases and this gag order is it's making Trump a better candidate. Trump is having to be precise. He's having to really, really value his time. And he's having to be efficient. And he's sticking to the points that matter, which are the issues. When Trump comes out and he talks about the price of food, when Trump talks about, oh, that was one of the other things he came out yesterday. Inflation, it's not going down, folks. It's going back up. Gas prices are going through the roof. When Trump comes out and he can tell you, hey, folks, listen, what they're doing to me in this court is ridiculous. It's a sham. But Columbia is not letting their students graduate. Biden is driving gas prices up. Biden is driving food prices up. Biden is sending inflation back up. The economy is on the teetering. We're losing jobs now. Unemployment is up. I mean, all the labor participation is horrible. I mean, look at what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what Trump, this is why he's become a better candidate. And it's because of the gag order and these ridiculous cases against him. The Democrats thought they could tie Trump up in court. They thought they could get him off the campaign trail. But Trump, I told you, he's got very good instincts. And what they didn't count on was Trump adapting to what they're doing to him. And Trump, again, he's got little time to get his points across, and he's doing it flawlessly. And as long as Trump keeps this up, listen, Trump's not out there tweeting. I know he puts stuff on Truth Social, but let's face it. There aren't many people on Truth Social. And the people on Truth Social are supporters of Trump, most of them. He's not on Twitter where all the bedwetters lay. He's not on TikTok. He's not on all, Trump's not out there. Folks, it's amazing to see what's happening. And the Democrats caused this. It's hilarious. The Democrat Party, the progressive moonbats, the communist authoritarian socialism wannabe Democrats are making Trump a better candidate to beat them in November. It's hilarious. But I'm just telling you, folks, it's amazing to watch this. It really, really is. But keep an eye on what's going on. Donald Trump, just keep an eye. Just again, he's not out there tweeting. He's not attacking people. He's not making names or calling names and doing all the things that so many of you can't stand. No, he's talking to the people. He's talking to the lower middle. He's talking to the poor. He's talking to the blue collar. He's talking to the middle class. He's talking to the upper middle. He's talking to the people who are being hurt the most by Joe Biden's policies. I mean, it's amazing to watch this. And Trump, he's getting better and better. And it's because of the Democrats. It's because of the court cases. It's because of the gag order. It's hilarious. And I say again, Mr. Judge in New York City, please, by all means, put Trump in jail. Put Trump in jail. It will be about 5 minutes before Trump will have, you know that song, It's a Hard Luck Life? It'll be a whole new meaning to that song. Trump will have cell block C and D and the rest of Rikers, if that's where they put him. He will have them chanting USA and Trump. He will have them asking for their mail-in ballot or asking for their ballot to be harvested because they'll vote for Donald Trump. Excuse me, folks. I am telling you, put him in jail. Put him in jail. You want to be the single reason judge there in New York? You want to be the reason that Trump's numbers double? Go ahead. Put him in jail. Put him in jail. You want Trump to win the popular vote in November? Put him in jail. Put him in jail. Oh my goodness, folks. It's crazy. So, all right. I want to move on. I got a little bit of time. Hamas. So all of a sudden, look, Hamas has rejected, the dumb Hamases over there in the Middle East have rejected a peace deal with Israel for weeks. And now all of a sudden, Israel yesterday issued a dire warning. Unlike Hamas, who uses the Gazan people as human shields, Israel went in and told the Gazan people, you need to get out. You need to get out, shelter, get out, do what you can, clear the area. We're coming. So now Hamas all of a sudden, oh crap, Biden wasn't able to stop Israel. The world hasn't been able to stop Israel. So now we want a peace deal. Oh hey, we want a peace deal. No, sorry, too late, Hamas. Too late, you dumb Hamases. And I hope Netanyahu tells the dumb Hamases to go pound sand, to go out there and say you do whatever you need to do because you're about to meet your maker. You're about to meet your maker at the hands of the Israeli military. And the Israelis need to do it. Because listen, there was a ceasefire. There was a ceasefire until October 7th. Israel did not break the ceasefire. Hamas broke the ceasefire. And if you think entering into a ceasefire deal today or tomorrow will stop Hamas from attacking again, no. They will regroup and they will attack again. And if they get a dirty bomb this time, how many more people will they kill? No, Israel, you should have learned your lesson now. You go and you eradicate Hamas. And shame on Joe Biden for not helping more, because that is a case where we should be helping eradicate Hamas. They are a terrorist group, and they need to be eradicated. And I'm sorry, folks. It sounds terrible, but I'm sorry. But the Israelis do more than anybody on this planet to save civilians. But they need to go in there and take out Hamas. You can't let Hamas live another day. Because they will fight another day. But it's ridiculous for Hamas to try and let them run to a peace ceasefire deal now that they see that the Israelis are coming. Because they put so much faith in Joe Brandon Dementia Patient Biden that he would stop Israel. Listen, Joe Biden can't stop Israel because Israel now knows the truth behind Joe Biden. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something else about these stupid, useful idiot students and activists, because they're not all students. Some of them are paid activists. They're trained. These people were trained months before these colleges, before these riots started happening on the college campuses. They were trained by operatives of the Democrats. They were funded by the Democrats. Folks, I've got it here in my notes. They were, you can look this up yourself. But they were funded by Democrats. Look, I think I joked about this a few weeks ago, that we're going to come to find out that these riots going on college campuses, these anti-Jew people, these anti-Semitism that's going on, that they were funded by Democrats. Well, I was proven right. They're funded by Democrats. Let me see. George Soros, major Democrat donor, he's funding this anti-Semitism. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded the training and funding these rioters. David Rockefeller Jr. funded these rioters. Susan and Nick Pritzker, they own the Hyatt Corporation, by the way. I'll tell you where I won't be staying anytime soon. I won't be staying in a Hyatt. These people are Democrat donors, and they funded the anti-Semitism going on in these colleges and across this country. They are. If you think Joe Biden and the Democrats are not with the rioters and with the anti-Semitism people, then you're crazy. They're funding it. They love the chaos, because with chaos will bring their authoritarianism. All right, folks, that's all I can do today. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.